Penguin Pandemonium by Jan Willis. Read by Jane Arnfield. Chapter 1. Where is everybody? There was a time when the greatest day out a kid could ever have was a trip to City Zoo. In the school holidays, the queue used to stretch from the ticket kiosk all the way down Royal Road as people flocked to see the pandas, the pythons, and, most of all, the penguins. But times had changed, and nobody felt this more than Rory, the rockhopper penguin. Since the day he hatched in the penguin enclosure, he'd been the star attraction. Even as a chick, there was nothing he liked more than showing off his moves to the visitors. Not so long ago, when Rory hopped onto the diving board and did his famous backflip, with a triple somersault into the pool, the crowd went wild. They would cheer so loudly you could hear them by the lion enclosure on the other side of the zoo. Today, there was silence. "Where is everybody, little Blue?" sighed Rory. "It was never this quiet when we were growing up, was it?" His friend, the fairy penguin, tweaked his beak. "That's because you were the one making all the noise, Rory. Let's have a cheeping competition, Blue. Let's throw our feeding dishes off the top of the diving board, Blue. Let's creep up on the bears and shout, 'Boo, Blue!'" Rory threw back his head and hooted. Fun, wasn't it? "The best," admitted Blue, grabbing hold of his tail. "Remember how I used to spin you round and round like this till you got dizzy and fell? The visitors loved that, didn't they?" Suddenly, she let go, and Rory trotted across the ice, fell on his back.